Preston James, one of our columnists here. He also, of course, writes for Veterans Today. He is one of the most popular guests we have on the program and always has some remarkable insights to share and to bring us to and to have us look at. Welcome back, Preston. How are you?
Thank you. Can you hear me all right?
We got you loud and clear. No problem.
Good. Yeah. I'm good, Jeff. I've been fighting off a cold like everybody else. It seems like it's kind of an epidemic.
Yeah. That's for me. I'll take it.
Sorry.
No. What a nice ringer.
Don't worry
that's
about
an
that.
Old fi- that's an old-fashioned ringer. Are you sitting
yes,
on it?
Oh,
you can answer it if you want to.
No, I'm not going to.
It's only radio. It's all right.
If there's a reason, you know, every time I get on with you, somebody calls me, and then I pick it up, and there's nobody there. You know the game.
Yes, of course. Or they want to say, "Gosh, it's great! You're on the Rents program, and you're trying to do the program." Oh, never mind. Here's something. Now, you know, human nature, human psychology, the psyche as well as anyone, and you've been involved in the business professionally for years, decades.
Right.
The greatest scam, and this is not restricted to America at all, this is in every developed country, is the idea that somehow the people have bought into that they actually have or retain some control over their government. It's a lie. The whole left-right paradigm is a lie. Now, if Donald Trump has done one thing, and he's done a lot of things already, he has shown, as I have said, to Americans, and many of them have got it, thank God, they're not completely gone yet. They got it, that they have been living under the heel, under the boot heel of a lie, of a career, criminally corrupt political process, which has no interest whatsoever in serving their needs or the needs of any of the so-called elected members and their constituents. None. This is all about money. It's all interrelated. It's all connected.
Well, you're right. It's political theater. And there is something behind it. And I was in a briefing many years ago, and I had some individuals, retired individuals, telling me that, you know, when they worked in associated law enforcement, where they had, so you know, they had relationships with the FBI coming in supposedly to help train them.
Right.
This is before they labeled it anti-terror, but basically they walked away with the idea that, and this was during COINTELPRO back in the 60s and 70s, which was quite vicious because, you know, if they wanted to frame somebody, they would put bomb-making equipment in their house when they're gone for lunch, and then when they come home and walk in the door, they'd detonate it and say they blew themselves up trying to make bombs.
Or correct. Yep.
Bomb in their car, and then they're driving the street, they blow up and say, yeah, they were taking it to set off someplace. But this is particularly vicious stuff. But the one thing I did learn is that the FBI, it's a RICO criminal organization. Their game is to provoke people to act out and break the law as much as they can. And they have a hard time finding people truthfully. So what they do is they search for people that are mentally ill or retarded.
That's useful idiots.
Yeah, exactly. But a lot of the Somalis coming in are people that actually have brain tumors or on SSRI or whatever. And then they provoke them and entrap them. They provide them the weapons. They provide mind control training. But you see, what they do is their philosophy is make people as bad as you possibly can. Dirty them up with drugs. They get the CIA to bring in all the drugs. Make people bad, you know, and create a huge crime problem. Then we can justify these huge budgets in D.C. But what their underlying philosophy is, you know, if they're asked, well, aren't you afraid of creating a problem you can't control? This could be turned against you. All these dissidents you're provoking could come and walk up to you and blow your brains out someday with a 22 short like the mob does. You know, how do you know you're not creating your own future death this way? And the answer always is, oh, you don't understand. We have all this electronic surveillance. Back in the 70s, they were doing sneak and peeks and putting in little microwave transmitters in the outlets and these are like quarter sized back then. You can imagine with that. Now they're the size of a nail. They can walk by with a nail gun and shoot it into your siding and pick up everything inside. They can do it through your house wiring.
Sure.
All these various means. So their philosophy is we surveil everything so close that once they do something, we will intervene and step in. And if they're plotting how to, you know, stage revolution, we'll go in there. And when they're at lunch, we'll put bombs in there and then we'll detonate them when they walk in the door. We will. we will, what's called a deviation amplification, we will amplify their patterns to the point of deviancy.
Interesting. Very interesting term, deviation amplification. That's good. That's good.
Yeah, that's what they... But anyway, the point is, so I was thinking about this, Jeff, and now what we have is these provocations did not stop with the official end of COINTELPRO. Of course, now we have a new COINTELPRO.
People think that COINTELPRO is still going on. It's history. It's old. But it's still there. They got new names, new technology. It's a whole different generation.
It's all new. And the thing is, the surveillance is so outrageous now. Like the FBI flies these planes with X-ray machines on it, and people, they'll X-ray, they'll use this variable aperture stuff, ground penetrating radar, and they'll go right down into your house and see where you're sleeping, and if you have...
Oh yeah, they see right through your walls. Do you know what another thing they do that actually they've been able to do for 20-25 years? They can go down the street in a van, put a laser beam on any window of your house, and turn that window into a microphone.
That's right.
The window pane, the
house wiring.
Yeah, the glass vibrates, and the vibrations travel the laser beam, and they're converted into sound at the other end. I mean, there are many, many ways. The technology is so advanced, people don't have a chance. Not a chance. No.
Well, the thing is, I had one phone guy who had security clearance and was all ticked off after he retired, told me that they were building a building. It took like 4 years to build. It had like 7 layers of copper and screening and all this, because they're so paranoid about, you know, having foreign intelligence agencies pick everything up they do. And what these idiots didn't realize is every dang thing from the NSA goes directly downloaded to Israel, where the Russians, it's a straight pipeline to Russia. The Israelis do not know, but they are completely 100% penetrated by the Russian FSB and the Russian intelligence.
Too funny. Too funny.
Yeah, and so, you know, the Russians, they used to have to buy their stuff and use women and honey traps and all this. They don't even have to do that anymore. All they do is turn the computer on, and they have it every day. And it's so stupid, you know. So what's good for the news is good for the gander. These guys are in the back seat now. They think they're on top. I think if we get into World War III with the Russians, if we're down enough to get into it with the Russians and the Chinese, I really think we're going to lose.
We are going to lose. I don't see any way. I think the Russians... All you have to do is look at the Chelyabinsk meteorite, that huge meteorite that came in, headed towards Siberia, and a very sensitive place in Siberia, I might add. That meteorite, if you go look for it now, Chelyabinsk meteor, the Russian meteor, look at the videos that have been done that show it was intercepted and broken into little tiny pieces by the Russians. They have technology that's so fast and so accurate. They came up, that thing came up from below and behind. It looks like a pencil. It went right through that meteorite and shattered it. And that was the end of it.
Well, they claim that was the new defensive dome they have. And that it, now, that looked like a some kind of a high, you know, a supersonic missile strike to me, but I don't know. What do you think?
It looked like a pencil. Somebody told me that it was a plasmoid in a shape like a pencil. I don't know if that's true. It looked like a piece of hardware to me because it was so shaped. And it came out the other... By the way, it went through the thing and came out the front.
You could still
see it. It kept right on going. So they've got some awesome surface-to-air missile destructive capability, and they have... All Moscow is ringed by it. These would be number fours.
They call it defensive dome, and what we've been told is... Whether this is unvetted, but what we've been told by insiders in Russia and the defense that want people to know, of course, they will leak things on purpose to, you know, so people won't ever try them. But what we've been told is that their torpedoes that they use in the submarines and their interceptor missiles have anti-gravity fields around the front of them, so they actually penetrate.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Oh. And you see, that would explain why that projectile went right through that meteor and kept going. So apparently, this makes the object, even if they detonate an explosion near it, it won't blow it up. So if this is true, then we're dealing with a country that is a pretty advanced defensive weapon.
Well, they're our master, actually. I don't think that was an S-400 either. I think it was something very top secret. They wanted to take that thing out before it impacted because it was headed again toward a very sensitive area in Siberia. I don't know where, but that's what
they're
saying.
Well, the projectile was far faster than any...
Oh, it came right up behind that thing, went right through it, and kept on going. And you know how fast a meteor, what, 18,000 miles an hour or something like that?
Yeah. If you think about it, they have torpedoes that have been clocked at between 7,000 and 9,000 miles an hour. I don't know if it's miles an hour or kilometers an hour. I'm not sure.
Doesn't matter. Well, that's their new torpedo program, which is going to be apparently launched by... I guess drone submarines. They're not going to necessarily be manned, but these things can be launched in the ocean. They can travel 5,000 or 6,000 miles at enormous velocities, and they're clad. The nose, the warhead, the cladding on it is cobalt-59. During impact,
I hadn't heard that.
This is a big one. The cladding on the warhead on these hypersonic torpedoes is cobalt-69. During the impact and the explosion, the cobalt-69 turns into cobalt-60, and it will, in nanoparticulate size, make enormous areas downwind and adjacent to the explosive detonation point uninhabitable for decades. Cobalt-60. Cobalt-59 to clad the actual warhead. Let me go ahead now. Get this. On the diagram, this giant torpedo's range is given at up to 10,000 kilometers. That's 6,200 miles. That's the distance of an ICBM, but this is in the water. What is the depth in the water that this thing travels? And it travels at over 185 miles an hour. Well, no, 115 miles an hour in an air bubble called supercavitation. It travels in the ocean at over 115 miles an hour, up to 6,500 miles at 3,300 feet deep in the ocean.
Wow. And now talk about what powers it?
No, it's a nuclear powered of some kind, apparently. It would apparently be launched by nuclear-powered submarines. Two types are mentioned here. And then they give that again. Think about this. 3,000 feet deep under the ocean, 6,200 miles at 115 miles an hour. And what it'll do is absolutely annihilate whatever port city or port area it hits. Los Angeles, San Francisco, Portland, New York, doesn't matter. In North Carolina, was it Charleston, the shipyards there? Here's the deal. The warhead on this thing, the biggest thermonuclear device ever detonated, was called the Tsar Bomba, or Tsar Bomb. Had 58 megatons. This torpedo has a warhead of 100 megatons. Whoa. And its cladding is cobalt-69, and when it goes off, that 59 turns into cobalt-60, and it goes everywhere, and one nanospeck of it will kill you. This is the ultimate quasi-doomsday weapon.
Okay, that supports the old perimeter story. You remember in Russia they had this device called the perimeter during the Cold War. That was, once it was set in place, it could never be turned off.
Yeah.
Okay. I've been able to find out that they never dismantled it. It's still there. It's still operational.
Really?
And it's in five parts. In other words, if one fails, they got four other ones. So no matter, it's EMP proof. It's underground. And I don't understand the situation, but they said it was cobalt laced, whatever that means. So if this is the same type of system, they said that it was a 100% retaliatory device.
Right. Cobalt is the ultimate, it's the poor man's neutralizer. It gives them equal footing on the chessboard of battle, cobalt weapons. The North Koreans could fire a cobalt-clad warhead over any major urban area in the U.S. that they can hit along the West Coast, and that's the end. You cannot live with nanoparticulized cobalt.
And well, that what is the killing range on it? Is that the whole world or just?
Well, it's blown by the wind. It's blown by nature, the environment. It's spread all over the place, and it's just.
So it's an extinction level event.
One ton of cobalt 60 can kill a billion people, something like that. 2,000 pounds. So it's
deadly. Because you know that North Korea was given all the missile technology. It didn't come from China at all. They're China's bad boy, that's true. But it was sold to them by Cheney and Rumsfeld. You know that, under the Bush regime.
The Clintons sold the Chinese, everything else
well,
that the Bush...
Well, were very crafty. What they did is they told them they could use the guidance systems on their missiles that were launching space communication satellites in non-defensive mode. But what the Chinese very craftily did was sabotage the missile so it crashed, and when they got there to expect it, there was nothing left of the guidance
right.
system. But what really happened, they got there and ripped it off.
It had been completely stripped out, gone. Right. That was the Loral Corporation launch.
Clinton's got a huge political donation, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is part of our political heritage. As I said, it is as corrupt and rotten as it could possibly be. It's unbelievable.
Well, Jeff, I got a question for you. So I'm listening, you know, to the returns from New Hampshire, and Bernie, who is not my choice because he's a socialist, but
yeah.
If you do a background check on him, he's not a crook or anything. He's just a serious socialist, and he
could
write into Denmark or whatever, you know. But the point is, he's no crook. He can't be bought. He's got his own weird ideas. And, of course, he's hardcore liberal Democrat. But the funny thing about it was I thought, oh, he really did well. He, you know, 60% and beat Hillary 40%. Then the next day I get the headlines that Hillary wins because
of
she
course.
Got more delegates.
Two more delegates. She's ahead of Bernie, 396 delegates to 45.
Now, do you understand how that happened?
Yeah, superdelegates. They're able to commit, apparently, or declare for any candidate they want at any time the primary season is underway. So she's collected 396 superdelegates who have announced for her already. Bernie has 45, including what he's won. That total on her side, 396, is also including what she has won. And she did win 15 to his 13 delegates in New Hampshire.
So why even have a primary then for the Democrats? It's a joke.
I couldn't agree more. It's just showbiz. It's money for the ad agencies and the consultants, and it's nauseating.
So
the whole thing is nauseating.
Political drama. You think Bernie is hoping that she's going to be indicted? Would an indictment end her political run?
I honestly don't think so. I really don't. And I'm wondering if Obama will tell Loretta Lynch not to file. Loretta Lynch certainly is going to do what she's told to do. I wonder what will happen with the FBI. They've got 150 agents working on this case. 50 were called out of retirement and paid on a contract basis. I wonder what the FBI would do. Would there be a revolt in the FBI? They've already said that if there's no indictment, they're going to go public with what they know. That has been leaked from the FBI. So will it stop Hillary? I honestly don't think so. I think the liberal left is so stupid that they will not hold this woman accountable.
Well, I think there's a lot more than what's being revealed.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Absolutely.
I think there's major espionage for money involved here.
Well, I think you're right. They are so compromised by the Chinese. You got to go back and read what the Clintons and the Chinese worked out. The Clintons, or was it Bush? I think it was Clinton. He sold the Chinese.
The Clintons continued the pattern, didn't they? Because they
worked
for the
Clintons. Yes, yes, yes. Yeah. They also sold the Chinese 5 of our fastest, the fastest supercomputers we had. And they only did so, they said, because the Chinese signed an agreement promising that those supercomputers would not be used for military purposes.
Yeah.
Can you believe this?
Academic research, it was.
That's what it was. It went to universities. Yep.
Well, you know, you've heard me say this before, and you may agree or not disagree, but I've been told by pretty highly placed people that it's common knowledge in the intelligence community that Bill and Hillary were CIA. Bill's father was Nelson Rockefeller. Hillary's father was you know, Rodham from Chicago took over the Capone organization.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, he was a...
I wouldn't be surprised. Nothing would surprise me. Nothing is left to chance, okay? That's the most important thing
to
remember.
So Hugh Rodham, in the clothing or the garment business with some sort. Anyway, but the bottom line is, so, you know, Hillary and Bill Zarange was married. Their case officer, from what I was told, was George Bush Sr., and Bill's reward for covering up the mean Arkansas thing when he was attorney general, there was to be governor and then president. And you know, he has this a horrible history of all the sexual abuse. And
well, he's a rapist. He's a felon, multi-felon rapist, and maybe worse. And look at the Clinton death list. All right, you got about 100 dead bodies.
RICO murder. The Clintons are involved. You know, there's no statute of limitation on RICO, and there's, I don't know how many, but it's 139 murders associated with the Clintons. And
something like that.
And when Hillary used to throw temper tantrums, like when she was in the Oval Office with Bill and Janet Reno was in there, you know, the word at the time was that Janet Reno had a nervous breakdown. That's when she started getting Parkinson's-like symptoms.
The time of Waco, yeah.
Could not order an attack on Waco. And Hillary said, burn the little bastard, burn him. We put up with this crap long enough, burn him. And Bill went along with it. But Reno, it was a mess after that. She couldn't even speak without shaking all the time.
She was broken, finished. She went away.
And Hillary, it didn't bother her the least. These little kids were all burned.
No, she is a true psychopath. True. And, you know, that word is thrown around far too often now, but maybe not. Maybe not.
That's mass murder, you know.
Yeah, of course. Genocide, mass murder, whatever. What do they do in, for God's sakes, what do they do in Iraq? Come on. It's all the same.
No, we've had these administrations that stage terror attacks on us, that create all these useless wars of aggression, these illegal, unconstitutional wars. They generate, you know, thousands and thousands of American dead and even more wounded and disabled vets. They give them vaccines that make many of them suicidal and self-destructive. What they're trying to do is kill off all our young people, get rid of all our soldiers, make them sick. They treat them like crap when they come back at the VA. The VA wants to get their guns. So basically, our U.S. government has declared war on the people on behalf of the bankers, and they're doing everything they can to make us all sick, take away our money.
Exactly.
You know, it's just disgusting.